local share market has seen its second biggest rise all year, with more than 90% of the ASX 200 making gains. And that's all on hopes of a breakthrough in the deadlock in Washington over raising America's debt ceiling as negotiations continue between Republicans and Democrats. But Michael McCarthy says the optimism may not last.
It may be very short-lived. One of the concerns here is that the current proposal that's been put out publicly to push the debt ceiling back to November 22 is only a very short-term solution. But the markets appear comforted by the fact that talks have begun, and given that there's a collective view that to default on debt would be an insane position for the US to take, it seems markets are quite confident there will be a resolution.
Taking a look at the figures, and the All Ords in the ASX 200 finished up around 1.6%. Taking a look across the region, and it's also gains across there. The Nikkei up by 1.2%. That follows gains on Wall Street overnight. The Dow jumped 2.2%. The S&P 500 added 2%. And the Volatility Index in Chicago, which tracks the stress levels of investors, plunged back to levels not seen before the partial government shutdown in the US. Taking a look at commodities, and overnight the spot gold price dropped sharply and it remains below $1,300 US an ounce. And the Australian dollar has been picking up against most of the major currencies now, and it's cruising up towards 95 US cents.